Hello, revolutionaries. Welcome to the Photo and Video Success Podcast, where we help you succeed as photographers and filmmakers. Please make sure to check us out on YouTube as well at Vince Revolution.
I couldn't convince him, but at the same time, I said he was getting hit with more and more clean shots as the fight went on. And I'm saying to myself, is this worth it? God forbid, one punch, as you know, could change a whole guy's life.
And we're live. Awesome. Hey, guys. How's it going? How's it going? Vince Revolution here. And today, we've got breaking news for you. We've got transformational news for you. Maxim Dadashev was fighting for his green card, was fighting for his family to get to the US. Maxim Dadashev was fighting for his life. Max was a boxer from St. Petersburg, Russia. He was 28 years old, fighting for the freedom of his family to live in the land of the free. And on July 23, he was pronounced dead, resulting from a boxing match. In fact, Timothy Bradley, who fought greats like Manny Pacquiao, Juan Manuel Marquez, commented on how he had a conversation with Max, and he had developed this relationship with him, and said that when he found out Max died, it was one of the most devastating days of his life. He knew about Max's desire to fight for his family, to fight to bring his family over to the US. And even after the fight, Timothy was interviewed by TMZ and very passionate about
the... No, do you know what? That's a scary situation, and you know, every time we step foot in the ring, you know, that was always the talk that I would have with my wife, you know, before I step foot in the ring. I would sit her down, I would look her in her eyes, and I'd say, look at me, honey. You know, you take a good look at me, open your eyes wide, because, you know, I might not come out the ring, one, and I know that I'm not coming out the ring the same way I went in.
Doing all that you can do to avoid getting hit in boxing, in a sport where a lot of us fans, myself included, enjoy those moments. It's a brutal sport. It's a deadly sport. And in that post-fight interview, Tim Bradley was so passionate about what he was saying, despite not knowing yet the fate of Maxim. So it was an 11th round stoppage, and in fact, because it was such a devastating match, it's so difficult to find footage of this fight anywhere. And I think it's because, number one, it wasn't the most popular fight. It happened on Friday. The very next day was the blockbuster fight between Manny Pacquiao and Keith Thurman. However, a lot of people are saying that it wasn't the type of fight that you would think would end in something tragic like this, because although Max was taking a lot of hits, he was also moving forward, he was still determined, and he was still engaging in that fight. However, his corner, trainer, and coach saw things differently and was trying to stop the fight.
Okay, I'm gonna stop the fight. Max, I'm gonna stop it. Max, you're gonna hit too much. You're gonna hit too much, Max. Please, Max, please, let me do this, okay? Okay, look at me, please. Please, you're gonna hit too much, Max. If I don't, they're gonna do it. You understand me? If I don't, the referee's gonna do it. Please. Please, Max. Come on, Max, please.
Max would not concede, but finally, in the 11th round, he did. And his corner stopped the fight. He commented after that he couldn't convince Max to stop fighting, but he had to make the call.
That it was time to stop.
I couldn't convince him, but at the same time, I said he was getting hit with more and more clean shots as the fight went on. And I'm saying to myself, is this worth it? God forbid, one punch, as you know, could change a whole guy's life. And I wasn't gonna let that happen. So I'd rather them be mad at me for a day or two than to be mad at me for the rest of their life.
Unfortunately, it was a little too late. And even on his way out, Dadashev could not keep his balance and had to be helped out of the ring, eventually being put on a stretcher and sent to the hospital. Now, it's one of these strange situations where some people were calling on a boxing ban, or some people were looking to blame someone. Did the ref not stop the fight on time? Did the coach not stop the fight on time? Should we stop boxing altogether or increase the regulations for boxing? What about other combat sports? Are we gonna ban MMA or the UFC also, where people can get kneed to the head and elbowed and drop kicked? Some say this could have been avoided. However, personally, I don't know if there's anybody to blame. One perfect punch kill did it.
That is Can he beat the cash?
Or maybe it was a combination of hits that he was taking that caused the brain damage. Either way, can we blame the ref? Can we blame the coach? Or was it Max's decision ultimately in the end? What do you think? You know, it's a tough, tough call. But one thing is for certain. This man died serving his family, fighting for that green card, fighting for them to be in the U.S. So for those of us complaining, for those of us here in the U.S., here in Canada, here in the land of democracy, in the land that is free, where opportunities abound, maybe right this moment, we need to look at the bigger fight. We need to look at the bigger picture in life. Are you breathing? Are your loved ones breathing? Do you have another day to make your dreams come true? Today, my friends, be grateful, knowing that any day, any time, it can be taken away. Make today count. Make right now count. And for Max, rest in peace. These are my thoughts on that, but don't follow the herd. Follow your heart. With that said, be positive and stay positive, and I'll see you guys next time. Bye for now. Revolutionaries, thanks so much for listening to this podcast. Make sure to give us a review and follow our Instagram at Vince Revo and Facebook group at International Photographers and Videographers. Also, watch out for my book coming out, Photography and Success, a no-holds-bar look into creating a successful photography business.